Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I'm your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the only podcast that loves you, Hawaii's best podcast. It's good to be back. Last week, I was on vacation, as you may know, as the three of you who might have watched the last episode might already know, I took a trip with the family to Big Bear, Colorado. No, not Colorado, California. Big Bear, California for the week to celebrate Thanksgiving. Just get away. It was an amazing trip, so I'm probably going to talk mostly about that shit and some of the things that happened during that trip. Because it was an amazing trip, but also a very eventful trip. But before we get into all that, I just want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts is fine. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys. So let's get into it. Big Bear, California. 2023, Thanksgiving. Fucking. First of all, I don't like traveling. Like, I don't like airports. I don't like being on planes for long, extended amounts of time. So, I'm already going into any sort of trip with that kind of anxiety. Like, I don't want to fucking travel, but I like being places. Once I get to somewhere, I'm like super happy that I'm not at home and that I'm on vacation. But the actual getting there part usually sucks. I'll get into the end part, but getting there from Honolulu International Airport to Los Angeles Airport wasn't such a bad experience. We had a morning flight. We got there, checked in, grabbed something to eat, I think at Burger King. me and my wife probably were, I forget why we were arguing, but she was mad at me for something. I probably was not being a good traveler, as I usually am not. So I probably did something wrong. I can't exactly remember what I did, but so started off with that. And we're traveling with two kids and an infant, a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 9-month-old, 10-month-old now. But so we get on the plane, everything's fine. Hawaiian Airlines is great. You know, we buy the headphones they sell usually. So what we planned, we brought everybody's devices because we figured maybe they got Wi-Fi, right, and want to be prepared for the kids to be able to watch something while we're flying. And this isn't a complaint or anything. This is just like saying what happened because, you know, we came prepared with all their earbuds, their wireless earbuds and all that shit and their devices. But Hawaiian Airlines has like the in headrest display behind the seat in front of you. And so we didn't even need it, but we needed to buy wired headphones, which fortunately were only $4 on the plane. It's a good thing we didn't think of that and go like, oh, fuck, we need to have them before we get on the plane because then we'll go buy them at the store and it's probably going to cost like $20 each. So $4 each for the headphones, not a bad deal. So we buy them for the kids and my wife. I think we buy one for me too. But I didn't even end up using it. I just ended up watching what my kids were watching with no volume because they had the headphones in. I don't think I slept much on the plane ride over there, which I usually like to do just because it makes the traveling part of it shorter when you can just go to bed or go to sleep, just wake up where you're supposed to be at the end of it. And then there was this guy behind me. He told me, like, he leaned over and was like, oh, I'm just letting you know I'm super tall. So if you're going to lean your chair back, can you at least give me a heads up before you do so I can like move my knees or whatever? So yeah, no problem. But I ended up just not moving my chair back just out of respect. I feel like that might have been his polite way of saying, hey, bro, don't move your chair back because I'm too fucking tall, which is fine. I'm tall too, but not as tall as this guy apparently. So I just left it as is. So then we arrive in California at LAX, get our bags, get to the airport shuttle, and we realize we didn't grab the car seat and the booster seat from baggage claim. So me and my son ran back to the fucking baggage claim and walk up to the counter right as I hear the lady saying, like, oh, if these people don't come back for these car seats, we're going to have to open a claim. And I was like, well, we're here. Perfect timing. And she's like, oh, good. I was just trying to call you. And I look at my phone and it was still on like silent mode or whatever. So I didn't actually hear it ringing. But lo and behold, there was a missed call from an LA number. So got him and ran back to the fucking rental car shuttle to go get our cars. And that was a whole nother thing too, because we were supposed to get a 15-passenger van so we can all ride together and have all our luggage fit, everything good. But Enterprise had ran out of 15-passenger vans, so they had offered us two minivans. And me, being me, I'm fine with a minivan, but I'm not the one paying for these rental cars. So I'm like, whatever, you guys are doing it. I'm just a driver. My father-in-law and his girlfriend are taking care of it. So we end up like settling on two vans or whatever they have for us, and we leave to go get the cars. And as we're walking out, the lady who was helping us at the counter runs out and she's like, I don't understand what my manager was saying. Like, you guys said you needed an SUV. Let's get you an SUV. Because the manager came over at one point and was like, well, we can't do this since you guys wanted a van. We're getting you two vans, blah, 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 whatever. He's just kind of like stonewalling us, not being a dick about it, but just like explaining like this is how it is. And she comes out after and is like, I don't understand what the fuck he's talking about. We got SUVs, and tells the dude who's showing us where the vans are at, like, just pick one of these SUVs for them and like give them a minivan. Because I keep saying like, I'm fine with a minivan. Like, I can drive a minivan. I'm more comfortable behind the wheel of a minivan. That's my daily driver. So if anyone here is qualified to do that, that would be me. So I'll take a minivan, give them, and they got a Wagoneer, a Jeep Wagoneer, which I was telling them, I just recently seen a video about like all the luxury features of like the Grand Wagoneer and how dope it is. But they didn't get a Grand Wagoneer. They just got a regular one, but still sick as fuck. So we had a SUV, a luxury SUV, and a minivan. We loaded everybody up. And this is, mind you, this is like 6 o'clock at night already now, 6 something. It's getting dark. And then we go drive to Anaheim to one of my father-in-law's friend's house for dinner, which is like an hour away. So we drive to Anaheim, getting stuck in LA traffic. Little bit here and there along whatever major freeway that was. We arrive at Rick's house and have some pizza and some pasta, I think. I forget, but I know I had some pizza. And then hear this story about how my brother-in-law almost drowned at their pool when he was a child, and how the recounting of this story from various people differs. Because everybody's recollection is different. So we stay there for a few, like an hour, maybe two. Then we make the long drive to Big Bear from Anaheim, which is like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And let me tell you, on the freeways of LA and on the those kind of streets and that kind of shit, I'm fine. Yes, they drive a lot faster than here in Hawaii, but it actually doesn't feel that unnatural or at that unnerving going that fast when everybody's going that fast. But once we like got off the freeway and the freeway ended and we started up that road into the mountains heading up to Big Bear, that's where shit got a little fucking dicey, because most of the way it's a 2-lane road, but the speed limit is like 55, except for when you have to make all the, you know, precision turns, and it's goes down to like 20, 30 miles an hour. So we're following Nicole's dad up the mountain. And I guess I'm more of a pussy than him. So I'm like not driving 55 in the 55 and mile an hour zone because it's dark. This is a windy mountain road. I'm unfamiliar with where the fuck we're going. Actually, I think I might have been leading them up there because we got separated on the freeway and we ended up getting ahead of them. But like, there are people passing us going up this road, crossing double solid lines around a bend to get in front of us because I wasn't going fast enough during certain parts of this fucking journey. And the whole time I'm like driving and it's like feeling like the pressure to drive faster because there's people behind you. But then you got to like slamming on the brakes to slow down to make these turns. I'm like, holy fuck, because I'm not used to this kind of mountain pass driving and shit. And then I got two kids in the back, or three kids in the back, and my wife holding on. And by the time we finally arrive at our destination, at the Airbnb in Big Bear, my wife has to like run out of the car, go straight to the bathroom, and projectile vomits from motion sickness from sitting with me. And from then on, she's like, if we're ever going up or down that hill, she's like, I'm driving. I was like, fuck, okay. So we get to the Airbnb. And it's beautiful. It's this three-story house where you like enter on the top floor and you go down to the middle floor and it has bedrooms and go down one more and it has like a pool table, a foosball table. There was a jacuzzi on the outside patio and like another bedroom. And mind you, this is like all these fucking dope-ass rooms and like bunk beds. We get stuck with the room with all the bunk beds. I don't want to say stuck with the room, but you kind of stuck with the room. So my wife and my three kids and I are in the room with double bunk beds. And we find out that there was an extra room there. And that's because my father-in-law had invited my wife's cousin and her husband and her son to join us. And they were planning on coming. But at like the last minute, they had to like change plans because of family shit in Ohio. So they weren't able to make it. But so we found out about that surprise after we got there. But that would have been fucking cool because my wife and her cousin are pretty close. They're a similar age. and spent a lot of time together when they were young, so they are very close, and it would have been super awesome because we haven't seen them in a while. We haven't met their son yet. Anyway, so the next day we spend our time checking out all the different spots. Like, none of the ski places are open yet. There's no snow yet. There's like some man-made snow. And throughout this retelling of this trip, you might hear me refer to like not real snow or fake snow, but that's what I'm talking about, is like man-made snow. I guess it's real snow, but it's not like naturally occurring snow. So there was no real snow anywhere except for the man-made shit that was on a couple mountains. So we're driving around trying to figure out like what things are where, and just kind of go back and hang out, do some grocery shopping for the rest of the week, and then just kind of hang out back at the Airbnb. And this Airbnb had a lot of like cool shit. Like, it's a big house. My kids probably have never seen anything like it, so they're excited. They're jumping on couches that aren't ours. They're climbing up and down stairs, and they have like, you know, these fucking banisters that go along the stairs, and they're climbing over and being on the edge that they could fall off. And so I'm pretty much telling them the whole day, like, stop, and this will come into play later, but constantly having to tell these boys, stop playing on this stuff, you're gonna get hurt, stop jumping on the couches, whatever, the usual requests of my unruly children when they get a little too much energy. But while we were checking out the different sites, we went to this one place. It was called Snow Play, where they have inner tubing down a hill and sledding down a snow-covered hill. There's this group of employees that looked, you know, to be of a pot-smoking age. So I asked them, like, where are all the dispensaries around here? Like, what are some of the good ones? And they're like, oh, there's a lot. And I was like, shit, well, tell me then, because I tried to Google it and I couldn't find any of them. And they tell me the name of this one, Sky High. And they say it's delivery only, though. I'm like, fuck, whatever, that's fine. So I look it up, I find it. And they do like same day delivery, like to your door. So I was like, fuck, this is kind of a interesting experience. And if you follow or watch Everyone Knows You're High, you may know that, you know, the debate between dispensaries and all this kind of stuff gets kind of heated sometimes. But let me tell you, when I was in California and I didn't have any cannabis on me and I was able to just call a dispensary and order it online and they deliver it right to my door and I give them money for it right there, it's like, bro, that was perfect. What would have been even more perfect if I could have just paid online with my debit card. But that's fine, having to go run and get cash at the last minute. So, whatever. Small potatoes. So I ended up ordering a few things. Some gummies, a disposable vape pen, and a couple pre-rolls because they were super cheap. They might as well just fucking try them. And the pre-rolls, not bad. I mean, nothing to get excited about. They did the job. Smoking outside in like 30 degree weather at night is not cool, though. That kind of sucks. So I'm trying to smoke this joint as fast as I can. I wish I had more people joining me so I could pass it around and like maybe it would go quicker. I'm trying to like smoke as much of this joint as I can before I freeze my balls off. And the gummies were good. 75 milligrams per gummy, it said. Again, I don't know. Trust the numbers, I guess. But it wasn't anything unmanageable. So I was taking like one of those at a time. I think on Thanksgiving, I ate two at once before we had dinner. But nothing too crazy. Yeah, and that was pretty much it for like the weed. So that pretty much lasted me the whole week. So for that reason, I do appreciate dispensaries, and I'm glad that I was able to pick up or get dropped off some weed to me while I was in California. And the next day, we did all the things where we went to the back to snow play and actually did the inner tube rides. So my kids got to play in snow for the first time ever. That was cool. They had fun going down the inner tubes over and over. It's weird. We had all this snow clothes, like we're ready for winter. And then we get there and it's hot as fuck. I mean, by hot as fuck, I mean like 50, 60 degrees. So it's like jackets come off. We don't need that. We don't need gloves. Fucking. At one point, I was like, bro, I don't even need my flannel. I just had like a long sleeve t-shirt. My son was just wearing a t-shirt because it was just so hot. And then next place we went to was another one of these kind of like, I forget the name, but, you know, they had an inner tubing hill, but they also had like roller coaster rides and that kind of like slides and sled rides. So we did that kind of shit for a few hours. I rode on those. That was pretty fun. Kids got to go on like solo things where it's like, it looks like an abandoned water slide. And you sit in this little sled with wheels and you pull the brake to like slow down or go fast. Or you push forward to go fast and you let go and kind of let it come back to slow down. But I really thought my youngest was going to be too small to ride on his own. But the guy was like, bro, he's tall enough. And I was like, fuck. I was like, well, he doesn't really want to go by himself. And I was like, well, by tall enough, I mean he's too tall to ride with somebody. It's like, ah, shit. So he got to go by himself, but he ended up liking it. So we did that a couple times. Yeah, it was fun. It's cool. I've never done that kind of slide sledding stuff before. So that was fun. And then we went back to the house and hung out. I think we went to, oh, that was the night we went to fucking Hacienda Mexican restaurant. Shout out. Go check them out. Big Bear, California. I'm sure it's crowded as fuck right now, but while we were there, it wasn't as bad. But we did have to wait like 30 minutes, and it was freezing. I mean, like in the 30s. I mean, the outside car temperature sometimes in the mornings was showing like 12 degrees, and that shit is cold as fuck. But like during the middle of the day, it would warm up to be like 40s, 50s. So the next day was Thanksgiving, so we really didn't do shit. We had food picked up from someplace they made like Thanksgiving dinner. And my father-in-law and his girlfriend know that me and my wife don't eat meat. So they had asked the place, you know, for any options that you can make separate, like make a non-meat version or and make a meat version. Or if that's too much to ask, then just make it like a complete non-meat version or whatever, like, you know, the stuffing, blah, blah, blah. And I think they misinterpreted what they meant when they said the non-meat version, because I think they just gave us like the shitty versions. Because they gave us fucking green bean casserole that was not even, it was just like watery green beans and fucking onions. Probably because they use like cream of chicken or something, and it was like, oh, we can't use meat, so let's just not use anything. The stuffing was okay, but you could tell like it had like turkey juice. I couldn't tell. I'm saying this now, but I couldn't tell it had turkey juice. I was like, oh, it just fucking tastes good. But my wife was like, oh, it tastes like really turkey oil and fucking fat. It's like, oh, maybe. So that wasn't good. The mashed potatoes were good. It's pretty much all we ate could eat. And yams. But so that was Thanksgiving. And that was the night my fucking middle kid, my youngest son, fell off one of the fucking banisters for the stairs and landed on a stairs below and hurt his hip. And this is fucking traumatic experience because he's hurt. And it's like this thing because I'm irritated now because, like, fuck, I told you to stop playing on that shit and you didn't listen and now you're hurt. And everybody's like, you know, concerned. And I'm like, fuck, you should have just listened. God damn it. But it was actually like kind of a big deal because he was pretty hurt. Nothing broken though. From what we could deduce on the first night, nothing was broken. Maybe like really bruised it. Nothing dislocated. So put him to bed. Next morning is the day we had planned to go to Joshua Tree. And you know, that's all fucking walking. So like, shit, I don't know how we're going to do this with this kid. So we decided to take both cars. And that in case we need to leave early because he's in pain or whatever, can't make it. So take both cars. We go to Joshua Tree. My wife drives because we're going down the mountain again. And it's all nuts, kind of hills and shit. So we get to Joshua Tree and he's still like, he won't walk on, like he won't walk. So we fucking put him in the stroller. We're wheeling him everywhere and carrying the baby instead. What's up, bro? You're on the podcast.
Can you open the front door?
Oh, shit. Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. So Joshua Tree. So we have him in the stroller and, you know, we get to one part and the park ranger's like, you know, it's all dirt path. I was like, yeah, I understand that. I'm just going to push him as far as we can because eventually she said it's all stairs and rocks, so you can't really push a stroller. I was like, I get it. So we're pushing him along. We get to that point and I'm like, all right, we can either turn back and go to the van and hang out, wait for everybody else to go or whatever. And but no, my father-in-law and brother-in-law decide, no, they want to carry him in the stroller. I'm like, well, you guys can. If you decide you want to do that, you can do that the whole way because I'm not fucking carrying him. Because by this point, it was kind of like, I don't want to like baby him to the point where he's going to just enjoy it and not want to do, because I could start seeing that already. Like he's enjoying the extra attention and the babying and the carrying and all that stuff. So you guys can. So they ended up doing that and we ended up going on this loop trail that went by all these rock formations and all this cool shit. But I'm glad they got to see all of it. So that's cool. And then, you know, we go to a couple other sites inside Joshua Tree National Park. Go to this place called Skull Rock. And my oldest son is loving it because he's getting to climb on all this shit and do all this crazy, like, scaling. He's like, I'm going to scale this thing. I'm going to scale that. I'm going to scale this. He, like, learned that new word. So he's, like, scaling everything. And in retrospect, I was thinking maybe it's good my middle kid got injured before we're going to Joshua Tree. Joshua Tree. But because he would have loved that place and he might have gotten way more hurt running and jumping and climbing on all these rocks. So anyway, that was good. Cool. We end up driving completely through Joshua Tree National Park. I feel like I didn't say Joshua Tree in the beginning now that I'm thinking about it when I started this. Maybe I did. Anyway. But, so, we continue on. Exit Joshua Tree on the other end of the park. And we decide, like, should we get something to eat or not? It's late. But it's not that late when we actually realize it. But anyway, we end up driving back through, like, Palm Springs. Kind of the same way we went when we first went up there. Back on that road. We didn't know we were going directly there. So I was driving. So on the way back, I drove back up that fucking road again. This time it wasn't as bad. But still, it's a windy road. And then the next day is Saturday. My son is still complaining about fucking his hip hurting. So I end up deciding we're going to take him to the urgent care. To get him checked out by a doctor. Urgent care is closed, so I end up taking him to the Big Bear Emergency. where he gets seen by the doctor there, gets an x-ray. The radiologist says no broken bones, nothing damaged. Just maybe a really bad bruise, maybe a bruise on his bone. But still, he's just like not wanting to walk on it at all. He's saying every time he coughs, it hurts. But like when you tell him like, oh, I'm going to move your leg, he cries and whines like, ah, it hurts. I can't. And then when I pick him up to carry him to move him somewhere, I bend his leg to wrap it around me and not a sound. So it's weird. So by that point, everybody's thinking like, I don't know, he needs to just like start walking. But everybody's like kind of being mean to him about it, which I think is making him feel worse just emotionally. He kept saying like, I'm going to be embarrassed like when I would ask him. It's like, probably not going to fucking be have anything to worry about, dude. You just like, you know, everybody just wants you to be okay. But Saturday, spent most of the day in the fucking emergency room with him. They don't give us any crutches or anything. Just say continue to monitor him and give him Tylenol or Motrin as needed. And then that's it. And so I'm irritated because I spent that morning in the hospital. Not that I fucking have to, like, I'm burdened by taking care of my kids or anything, but just like the day was kind of wasted to end up having it kind of be for nothing. The hospital didn't really give us anything. They told us nothing's broken. That's great to know, but like they didn't help us or give us anything. So I was irritated, and then me and my wife got into an argument, which ruined the rest of the day. So we just ended up doing nothing. Started packing and cleaning and shit because we left Sunday morning. And then Sunday morning is a whole fucking thing coming home. I'm almost done. I'm wrapping it up here. So fucking, we have an early morning flight. Our flight is at 10 o'clock in the morning, California time. So we have to leave at like 6. So we're out the door probably by like 6:15. We're leaving. And at this Airbnb, you got to take your own trash out. You can't just like put it in their dumpster. So we have all the trash in the back of the car. And we're leaving. But we're following my brother-in-law or my father-in-law in the car in front of us. And they forget we got to do that. So they just like drive right past where we're supposed to go. So we got to like circle back to go to the city dump to dump the fucking trash. And we get there and it's closed. But everybody also wanted to go fucking get coffees or whatever at 7-Eleven. So we stopped by a 7-Eleven on the way instead. And I just throw all the shit in the dumpster over there. Fuck them. We're leaving anyway. So we get our fucking coffees. We get our energy drinks. We're on the road. Back down the mountain. My wife is driving this time. My wife is driving just because, again, she don't want to get car sick. And head down the mountain, and by the time we get down to the bottom with my oldest son in the car with my father-in-law, we get down to the bottom of the hill and he takes an exit to pull off to a parking lot and see them jump out, and we find out my son got all sick from, he got motion sickness on the way down and started throwing up in the car and didn't have a bag, so it's all over the floor. And so they're cleaning that up, we're getting some air, letting him rest. Luckily, the rest of the drive was just freeway. It wasn't crazy windy roads. So he's all sick. We fucking get back on the road driving. Make it to the airport. And then there's like choke fucking traffic at the airport. Like we take the exit and are in traffic. And still it's like we're already late. It's like, feel like it was like 8:30 by the time we got into the traffic, by the time we actually got out of the cars. We had two cars, so we had this whole elaborate plan of how we're gonna drop off the cars so my father-in-law can return them later because his flight wasn't until later, blah blah blah. But like, we're just rushing, so the plan kind of fell apart. We get dropped off at the curbs. We have to like check in, get our bags checked, do all this shit, and we're rushing. And it's like 30 more minutes till the flight leaves. And then he's like, they're boarding now. There's this whole fucking debacle over fucking boarding passes with the kids and my father-in-law's girlfriend. But we get it all sorted out. We get through that shit. We make it to the security checkpoints. Forget to pull out fucking iPads and laptops and cans of fucking soda and bottles of water. So they were getting like extra scrutinized at security. My kids got to pee. So I'm running with my youngest who can't walk or doesn't want to walk. He's in a stroller. I'm pushing him to find a bathroom so he can pee. Do that as fast as we can. Turn around, meet my wife back at the fucking security where everybody's just like defeated because we're not going to make it. The lady told us it's like a 20-minute walk from the security to the gate. So we're just like walking there. Defeated, like knowing we're not gonna make it, and everybody's like, you know, they have the people that can drive you there and all this shit. It's like, yeah, and then we know that we saw them, they were passing us, but like, it was just too sad. Like, we missed our flight, fucking. So we get to the gate, and we're like, we're late, we missed, and they're like, yeah, they're gonna put us on standby for the next flight, which is at 5 p.m. Mind you, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. So fucking, as we're getting all that sorted out to get on standby for the next flight, they're talking over the radio or over the phone. You can hear them saying like they're holding the plane because they're waiting for bags to arrive. And are these bags coming? I'm like, wait a minute. The plane's still here? Just open these fucking doors and let us on. Like, we're right here. But whatever. So it's like shit. So we end up, you know, getting standby to come back at like 2 o'clock to check. So now we're just hanging out at the airport. Go grab a snack. There's like a airport piano. This dude and his baby are over there and they're like just playing bing, bing, hitting keys. Then Erickson's like, I want to go play the piano. At first I'm like, nah, nah. For one, I'm thinking we don't want to embarrass that father and son who just did it. And like, I don't know. But anyway, we end up going over there and fucking playing on the piano. My son's playing like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And I teach them this little piano thing. I know, like, it's just a couple chords and keys and notes or whatever. Pretty simple. But it just sounds pretty good. So he starts playing it. I have a video of it on my phone. But, like, it just seemed pretty epic because, like, he's playing this piano. It seems like he knows what the fuck he's doing. You know what I mean? Playing this shit. And, like, it's in front of everybody in the airport. And then people are, like, kind of turning their heads and looking to see what's going on. And seeing it's this little kid. I think that was kind of cool. So now Erickson wants to fucking learn piano. So that happened. That was fucking pretty fucking sweet. We ended up eating lunch at P.F. Chang's because we had so much time. Might as well eat at a restaurant, sit down, and kind of relax. Just did that. Fucking, what else? And just kind of hung around at the airport, looked at shops, realized everything is so expensive at the airport. My son was like looking at all these Laker fucking memorabilia, and it's like, bro, shit's $60 for a sweater, dude. Not happening. And finally came around to our flight. We actually got on the plane. And not as pleasant of a flight back. The baby was a lot more fussy. But we were sitting next to a family with another baby. So, like, all of us were in one section. So all the kids and babies, you know, seated next to each other as to not disrupt the rest of the plane. We fucking 5.5 hours, whatever, later landed back home. Bags were here because they made it on the flight that we were supposed to be on. Got our bags. Got a taxi home. Fucking, that was expensive as fuck. from the airport to Ebba Beach. Holy shit. Couldn't find an Uber for some reason. There was none available. There were minivans for all of us. But fucking got home and now it's back to the grindstone. Supposed to go back to work Monday. Didn't go back to work because everybody was all sick, not feeling good, all congested. Like, that was another thing on this trip. Like, everybody has, like, something happening. Congestion, fucking motion sickness. My brother-in-law, like, was all sick with, like, something. He was throwing up and not feeling good and taking DayQuil and then NyQuil and all this shit. It's like everybody was all fucking sick. Not me, though. I got fucking super immunity, bro. I wonder why. Anyways, so now we're back home. Took another day off, took Monday off, kept the kids out of school. But my youngest, or my middle boy, fucking still doesn't want to walk. So was out of school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Finally went back to school today with a limp, but at least he's walking on his own. Finally, at least attempting to. When we came home on Tuesday, Wednesday, I took him to see his doctor, which ended up just being a nurse at their office, but checked him out just to be sure, because even though, nothing was broken, he still was complaining about pain here and there, and, it's hard to say if your kids are just milking it or if it's fucking serious, so just to err on the side of caution, we took him again, but even they said it seems fine, just keep an eye on it, Bruises, injuries like that take a few weeks to heal, so it's only been a week. So just make sure nothing gets worse all of a sudden, and I should be fine. One thing I will say about returning home from vacation, I will say on the drive back from the Airbnb to the airport to leave, we're listening to Billie Eilish playlist, and so that's kind of like ingrained as like the soundtrack of the moment of leaving this awesome vacation with, it had its moments, but still overall was awesome. And so when you come home and you get back to your regular life and get in your car and connect your phone to your car and still on that playlist you were last listening to, it's like, oh man, it kind of like makes you a little sad and miss where you were. Like, fuck, damn, man, I wish I was back at Big Bear. Like driving in Hawaii traffic and it's like, shit, I wish I was back in fucking Big Bear. Having to go back to work, it's like, god damn, I wish I was fucking back in Big Bear. Like, I've been fucking wearing these boots or these shoes I got, these DC boots, because I was expecting snow and cold weather there, so I got all snow prepared and didn't really need it. Regardless, I've been wearing them since I got back, just because I have them and then like they're comfortable and they look good. Tell me not those are not some nice fucking sneaker boots made by the DC shoe company. Yeah, we had all our thick jackets and shit. It's like, I didn't even really need any of this. Could have just brought t-shirts. The jackets were good at night. Don't get me wrong. Super useful. But like all the snow pants and ski stuff we bought, we never need any of that shit. We didn't even end up snowboarding or skiing or anything. None of the places were open, like I said. They all opened on Sunday, the day we left. How's that? But anyway, love family vacations. Hate traveling. Love being there. Hate coming home. But there is something about being home that's like, I kind of am glad to be home. If only I had infinite vacation time. But so that's pretty much it. That's the recap of what was the Big Bear Thanksgiving family vacation. Yeah, thank you guys for watching. Thank you to my fucking amazing family for providing such an amazing experience. And Thank you to the sponsors of the podcast, The Grow Guru, my homie and co-host of Everyone Knows You're High. Check him out on Instagram, The Grow Guru Hawaii, and The Guru's Grow Supply. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. And also Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Check them out on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last but not least, Retro Hawaii, my boy Jerry, a.k.a. Miko Ferrari, for all your retro throwback apparel. Yep, that's it. Thank you guys again. See you guys next episode. Love you guys. Peace.
Rising, surprising, advising, realizing she's sizing me up. Her bikini small, heels tall. She said she liked the ocean. She showed me a beach, gave me a peach, and pulled out the suntan lotion. Now, I was fast, but this girl was faster. She was looking for a real good time.